Food, gambling, sex, drugs. People can be addicted to almost anything, including Facebook. That's the thinking of one researcher who came up with a test to see if you can't live without social media.
It is the focus of a piece in The Atlantic, and associate editor Brian Fung is here to talk about it. Brian, good to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And I think we all know people who seem to think that they can't live without Facebook. Why does this Norwegian researcher you're talking about believe it's an addiction?
Well, she really starts in the research on gambling addiction, and gambling addiction is the only clinically recognized addiction so far. But because so many people spend a lot of time on Facebook, she thought, you know, she'd try and look at that social network for signs of actual addiction, and she found that as you apply some of the same characteristics to examining gambling addiction to Facebook addiction, it turns out that a lot of people suffer from some of the same symptoms.
Interesting. Now, in the Atlantic article, you guys billboard 6 questions to tell if someone is clinically addicted to Facebook. What are they?
That's right. Well, some of them range from spending a lot of time thinking about Facebook to using Facebook to forget about personal problems. Another question has to do with using Facebook so much that it has a negative impact on your daily life or your job. So those are just a few of them.
Not everyone agrees with this. Why is that?
That's because Facebook addiction as a term kind of is a catch-all for not only Facebook itself, but also social networking in general. And critics say that because so much activity actually happens on social networks, the term Facebook addiction doesn't really tell us very much.
So what's the takeaway here, Brian?
Well, I suppose, everything in moderation, right? But if you think you may be using Facebook a little too much, you'd do well to consult these questions to find out.
All right, Brian, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Associate editor Brian Fung of The Atlantic.